Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
I want to pre-thank Fatboy for the edits. There's not a radio-friendly version yet.
I'll make sure I got them.
I believe there's only three.
Get a little nervous.
Right down to the bone.
Did you go see him already? I thought you were going.
That was the one that...
Back in the spring,
that was
right?
The one when... the week after my mama died.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
Paige passed me a note, and I'm like, I wrote back, you goober.
New Tyler Childers. It's called Eating Big Time.
What's the real name?
I don't know. It's
maybe that's what he calls it.
It's the album he did with Rick Rubin. So
I tell you, man, Rick Rubin, you can't really peg that guy for what he's going to do next.
I bet you could peg him.
Because he said...
You could probably edge him. Oh, watch this one. Fat Boy!
Somebody's coming through on somebody.
What?
Like, I don't know if it's coming through on your laptop or.
It is noise.
Yeah, if you got the app up, it's going to pop through. I couldn't tell because I saw your time marker and I couldn't hear it. And I'm like, maybe it blew through. I had it too low. And I'm, or maybe I'm just not offended by it. And it's just.
Okay, you're just giving me a little heart attack.
Just a little one. Okay. Yeah, well, you shouldn't be listening to dirty music.
Well, you know what?
Shame on you. Shame.
You know what? It's not you. Tyler Childers, you need to stop cussing in music.
The two are appropriate. Talking about the rich guy and the mother blanking mansion, I like that part.
Country music used to not be so filthy until all you came in now and tried to filth it up.
Bull, it was getting filthy, and then all the newbies came in and glamour shotted it up. And you know what? Kids of the 80s and 90s get that. You know. Glamour shotting it up.
I'll even say a few, Sturgill. And I like Brother Marshall. Mm-mm. But you cuss too much in your music. You need to calm down.
Okay. My Lord. Are you being, like, facetious right now?
I mean, kind of half.
You love cussing.
I'm kind of I'm half in and out. I don't like to edit it.
Okay. I know.
That's what it is.
I asked him, I said, let's do a master workshop one day. You teach me how to do it. And he says, you don't know how to do the Dougie? I said, no, not that.
The Dougie.
Teach me how to edit. Teach me how to edit.
Teach him how to wobble.
I told him all his bitches would love him and nobody would F with his Dougie.
I went on YouTube and then watched a little thing. And it's like, the processor up here just doesn't work for that. I can't do it. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay.
Yes, too close to that answer is that picture.
It's something.
That is strange.
Something in the software here.
Big. Wow. The big announcement is tomorrow, y'all have, Fatboy, I hope you don't take issue with this because I didn't even tell you, but I just wanted to pop you. I wanted because I know you're going to love it.
Big surprise.
Well, first off, you knew half of it. Tomorrow, for the first time in a long, long time, the return of Facebook fussing. But what you don't know is a special guest, Jeremy Clem.
Jug!
On Facebook, fussing.
Jug, I hope you got some St. Elmo's left over.
Yeah, this can be awesome.
I'm excited.
I know, me too.
We haven't done that in a while.
I like it, you know. I like what we've come to terms with that. Like, you know, every once in a while, just the
make
best
special.
Of the best stuff. Make it special.
That's you better right. get your acting cap on, Jug.
It's like going to Steak and Ale. It better be a birthday or an anniversary. We ain't just going there for Sunday dinner.
It's too expensive.
Well, it was. Yeah. Plane ran into it.
Yep.
All right.
Became the Royale.
Do we have the audio piece?
Oh,
got it.
I'm excited. Okay. I've been waiting.
So, Best Damn Audio, this is not now. That will be coming up at about 8:05. But because you obviously just heard, I don't know how to edit audio. That was the chair too. I don't know how to edit audio, so I send it to Fat Boy, and he, you know, will put it in the system or whatever the wording would be.
Hope I didn't miss again.
And I always tell him, I was like, if you do that and you hear it and you don't think it's funny or you think it's just stupid or blah blah blah, feel free to tell me. You ain't gonna hurt my opinion. I didn't make the video or whatever.
Stupid.
So he told me, he says, I'm not saying I don't think it's funny, I just don't get it. And this is not a win over Fat Boy or a win over for him for me. It's just when you watch a video, you see it, and that makes that adds to the funny.
Yeah, but when you go back and listen to it or watch it again, then you know, might not hit like it did.
But just listening to it, that's why it's called Best Damn Audio. We've tried to do Best Damn Video, and it just doesn't translate well.
Really yeah. doesn't.
So, okay, I'm excited.
Okay, you'll be honest.
I just want to laugh. I've had a
rough day. Yeah, but don't fake laugh.
Yeah.
Be real.
No expectations.
Like the great rapper himself.
Okay.
You might even want to close your eyes.
Yeah, close your eyes. We're not going to mess with you. It's just not a mess. She's already thinking this is a prank.
I'm not going to thump you in the nuts for nothing.
No, I won't either.
Please do.
All right, now, HR.
You heard her. She gave permission.
Yeah.
If she gets sex changed, then we can touch her in her genitals.
Going to get me an add a blank to me.
All right, there you go.
You ready?
Uh-huh. Why do you want to be a boy?
Because we like being boys instead of girls.
Why wouldn't you want to be a girl?
Because your vagina bleeds and we don't like it. We're too nervous. Yeah.
Okay, wow. That was just a little... Okay. It was like a laugh breathe.
Yep.
It was like a laugh breath. She went...
I feel like as a parent, that's a moment where you're like, man, awkward. Is that supposed to be funny? But like, it's really not.
Now what?
Now I have to address
you of all people.
You have to like address the serious situation with the kid now.
So shocked.
Like the baby talking about, you know, being born out of her mom's, you know, rear end.
Yeah.
That was funny because you're like, you know, kids trying to make a joke.
You didn't think that the funny little innocence in that. Now, I do have to paint the picture that the children were very young.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the mom videoed it and put it online and then, you know, gave permission to, you know.
She's identifying the female struggle, and she's saying she's too young to deal with.
And in that she wants to be a boy because of that, because she's hurt. I'm just paraphrasing.
She doesn't
I'm not. I'm
want
prognosticating.
To be a woman.
She's heard her mama and grandma and others gripe about it for years. She's like, I don't want to do it now.
Is that going to manifest feelings?
Is that what's happening? Play it one more time.
All right, one more.
Oh my God.
Yeah, one more again. Ready?
Yeah.
Why do you want to be a boy?
Because we like being boys instead of girls.
Why wouldn't you want to be a girl?
Because your vagina bleeds and we don't like it. We're too nervous. Yeah.
But then where's the kid learning that?
Because she's heard it. It's why, like, when...
Well, thank God she's not hanging around Dad and what he calls it. There's no telling what she would have said.
Well, there's a... yeah, sure. You know what? In that case, I think it's best you teach. I again, speaking for myself.
I don't know what to say.
I never came up with, like, a little name. I'm just talking real here. Like, my daughter in you know, and her mom was the same way with her. Like, we called it the medical terms. Like, if anything was asked, like...
Well, Dad might call it something that rhymes with the most boring baseball play ever.
Well, he could, or he could call it something that rhymes with, you know, Kevin Nash's last name. I mean, that wasn't a good example.
I was thinking of Vinny Vegas.
Well, I can't think of nothing that rhymes with Tuna Town.
Or your favorite Wonka candy. Something that rhymes with that.
Right. Everlasting Gobstopper?
Runts.
Oh. God. But you're offended.
You.
Did you see the look on his face where he like, he smiled and gave himself a pat on the back with his eyebrows when he went like this, Paige, watch. Runts. Right, he said it was such debonair quasi.
He worked runts. That.
Because I knew what was coming.
You know, fat boy, you have these little golden gems, and that was one of them.
I knew what was coming next.
I hate that word. Beyond
you got nothing little or golden. Either way.
That's true.
I tell you what, you don't like the word, but.
I've used it before, but you have to really earn that word for me to call you that.
You know,
a runt.
I think women use that word like a. The example of another word we don't say, you know, which people make it their own. I think women do that with that word. Like, you know what? We could say it. We're going to make it our own.
I've never told my friends, hey, blanks, let's go out, because that's so rude.
But you, like, you don't refer to it in that context either.
No.
You, right? Like the part itself. Like,
don't
you don't ask
say,
your
do
girlfriend.
Do you like my blank like that?
But you, I mean.
Just randomly ask.
Seriously, though, like, honestly, when you are talking to, and I'm not being gross, but let's say, like, you've trimmed.
Oh, say it.
Okay, and you have to ask a girlfriend.
Yes.
Like.
Is this
straight? Is my fade right or whatever?
My fade.
I used a two guard, whatever.
Perhaps.
What God. Yeah, use it too.
I don't know how big thick she
I'm
is.
I'm discussing this with a client about that, and I wouldn't use the C word because I'm not waxing
of
them.
Of course not. But no, what do you say to your girlfriend? Do you call it like a cho-cha?
What do you call it?
Is that a phoner we could do?
You call it a gremlin?
What do you say? I don't really discuss that
your nay-nay
with my friends.
You say furry vengeance? Like, what do you use?
My Gina?
Gina. With JJ. I don't know.
Special place?
But you really don't know? Because, I mean, like, if like,
with
dudes is usually the D, unless they go, if they use the C word, you're, like, giving yourself too much credit,
really,
I feel like.
I don't really talk about my
right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I think female problems, if you talk about it, you just say, you know, I got some female problems. I don't really get into anatomy or
but
vulgarity.
That's messing up a child's mind, because when my sweet mom had she had a hysterectomy, mm-hmm. and she was in the hospital. And this
hey,
was,
baby.
Hey, mama. Love you. She was in there for quite some time, so I don't know all the ins and outs. But all my dad would say she's having female problems,
right.
And I had no clue what
great.
That meant.
But let me give you.
It made me decide I definitely want to be a boy.
Let me give you an example with women. If you say, "Excuse me, but do you have an extra tampon?" They assume they know where that's going, so you don't have to discuss the body part.
How about when you say, can I?
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about you got your leg up on the bench in the locker room. You're like, is my shave straight across?
I need to get lined up.
On my.
Yeah, I get it.
How about when you say, can I borrow a tampon? Like, mm-hmm. they're not going to want it back. Why don't you just ask if you can have one? Chick's like, can I borrow a tampon? No.
I don't know why you say that. That's just
but they do. People say, can I borrow a cigarette?
Like, I don't want it back.
Gotta borrow a cigarette.
Give me one of your. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But no, I don't think if you ask for a tampon, I don't think a woman's gonna say, "What'd you do? Spill your coffee?"
Can I have a maxi pad? And they're like, "Well, how old are you?
Why are you name brand dropping?" I don't have a. I've got a sanitary napkin. Is that okay?
I've never said.
I think she says.
I've never said. Can I have a sanitary napkin? Because it'd be like, okay. Grandma.
See, that sounds hoity-toity. That's like saying, hey, Matt, did you bring a condom? I'm like, yeah, I brought a Trojan.
You have a Rough Rider?
Palm.
I use Lorlin.
I go Raw Dog.
Yeah.
That's the best way, to be honest. Kids, or if you're listening right now.
I use Magnums.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
You miss, Mikey.
You mean to talk about what we were just talking about on the air? I will.
Yeah, I wish you would.
All right, yeah. Jeremy Clements.
Thank you.
And tomorrow morning for I wasn't going to say the return of. It doesn't mean like return of like weekly, but Facebook fussing. A new one.
Plus, if you want a movie review, Jug, that's
he
his second job.
He sees a lot of movies, huh?
Yeah. When he's not racing, he's going to movies.
I miss going to movies.
That should be his bit. He gives a movie review in the car.
He watched a screener of Tron during last Saturday's race. Daring.
That's cool.
Yeah. He's got a TV in his rig.
He's got it in his mask. It's like a big, he's got a Meta helmet on.
He probably raced Tron. He probably has. He might be in the movie, actually.
We got a... I'm not gonna lie to you and say a stack, but I could.
Why start now? I love these stacks of info.
All right, so 18, but still, various email about. I'll reference. I'm not being a bully, but I'm referencing just so you know. $3 bill. The guy from yesterday who's being called $3 bill at work, and
my Kyle.
It's offensive to him because he's, you know. And I think a lot of people you'd have to explain that to. Like it's one of those things that it just kind of maybe like not, you know.
Look.
Like in his words, he says, "Look." Can I quote what he said? I mean, he said it on air. He said, you know, I'm happily married and I'm not a queer. And that goes what that goes to. And
but he
and
said he's okay with it.
Though. He's okay with that. He wasn't. But you know what's wild about that is my grandmother, my least liked one, just so you know. But anyway, I mean, look, you can't say you like both grandparents equally. You just can't do it. Do it.
I did.
Bull stud.
I mean, I have a more of an affinity to Charlotte because I was named after her.
Ah, what a selfish person. You have a closer relationship to her because you were named after her.
And I act like her, and I look like her, and I have a figure. Yeah,
maybe she did.
Yeah, the figure.
I only have one grandma, Mary Lou, so I was partial to her.
But I respect that one because not only was she very feminine and beautiful, but she, not that I am, but she was able to shoot a gun and fish, and she was just like amazing.
She shot a gun at fish or and fish?
Yeah, she was really good.
Did she ever fish in a barrel by chance?
No, she grew up in the mountains. She was a real woman.
Tomboy, would you say?
Tom girl.
A little bit on, if that's a thing, but I would say that
it's called something else now, but like, back then it was a thing.
Yeah, and she played golf better than any man.
That's another good example. What? Like yeah, that word amazing. You're thinking of, I had a great uncle who his first name was Butch. Now, to the point of this.
Yes. Last name was Reed.
It was not.
Butch Mantell.
So the grandma, at least like grandma, she would, when something, she did not use the word weird. She would use choir.
Oh, okay.
And so.
Like, would she call you weird a lot? How did it come up?
That was so good. That was so good. Only when I wore my glitter Michael Jackson glove did she say that.
Well, you just say, look, I'm trying to be your Ronnie Garvin.
But then.
Not Ronnie, Jimmy Jam.
Jimmy Jam Garvin.
Explain that to me. She didn't say that you were weird. She would say you were queer.
No, not. You listen as good as you read.
Where's my cute grandson?
No, weird. And it wasn't with a ear.
Maybe she said queered.
No.
That boy.
That was a failed prank show on Logo.
I got called a lot worse by, you know, family members. I kind of get it.
But she wasn't saying it in a way that was meant that way. A great example is that generation prior to that called... when you were having, are you yawning because it's boring? Or
no,
you not getting enough sleep?
I like to smell my own breath sometimes.
Oh, I see.
That's why I put my hand up.
Well, you know, you talk about having a gay time, and it was happy.
Going out
Flintstones, having a gay old time.
Yeah, you can't say it that way anymore.
So like every 15, 20 years, the words change and everything, but she said the word is weird, you know, and she wasn't necessarily talking about me. She might have been talking about a neighbor or some woman at church.
And you know what? Queer is not even bad. That's what the LGBT plus community prefers as a term. It's like one of their safe terms.
How can one group of people get... I mean, we can't do it as a country. How do all those folks get together and say, all opposed?
Yeah, like how do you vote on it? Do you have a...
There's not. It's just like the NAACP. Because I had... I haven't talked to him in quite... I did. I talked to him back in April. He reached out during all that was going on, and he disliked a group saying what he thought. His daddy was really against the term African American. He hated that.
Really?
Oh yeah. This was right when that was trying to change. His dad hated it. He's like, I'm black. Like you, it's separating even more by doing that.
I appreciate him for not, like, splitting hairs, you know, just keeping it simple.
Oh, but, you know, everybody's got their own point of view on that. But the guy started, you know, saying to him, hey, man, like, it bothers me. And at that point, you're a grown man at work. Again, they have a good job. I can't tell you where they work.
He did offer him some options, too. Let's be fair to Kyle.
What was the other option? Soft Top? No, that was the guy that called Soft Top Jeff or whatever.
Yeah, that was Soft Top Brian, was it? Yeah, Soft Top Brian.
Soft Top Brian.
He offered him Big Ugly Bill or Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
It's something to work with.
But a lot of these emails, and I did not serve in the military. And you know what?
Almost did.
You're probably glad because it wouldn't have worked out great, I don't think.
They tried to get me back. I told them I was too fat. Two years ago.
I wanted the cool reflective bumper sticker, but I never signed up in high school. But I wanted that cool reflective bumper.
I wanted to go to Army boot camp and choke on the gas they choke on to see what it was like.
Well, you get to do it in here years later.
Well, ain't the truth.
But, you know, a lot of you are saying, you know, that guy would not last a day in the military, or that guy wouldn't. Last a day. A lot of people saying that guy would never last a day at the Citadel. I wouldn't last a day at the Citadel. I mean,
if Nancy Mace made it, you can make it too.
Nancy Mace?
Yeah. She graduated Citadel. If she can do it, you can do it.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, I'm a fool. I just thought that's what you're talking about, Nancy Grace.
Like, that one.
That helmet wouldn't fit their damn hair.
Knob?
I'd probably be able to last a day, but not too much because I don't like to run or do push-ups, so.
Yeah, I mean, look.
You're on your own on that.
You got to realize how much strife you're going to cause in the workplace. How much headache are you going to, you know, bring onto yourself by making an issue of having a nickname?
Right.
You got to roll with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you do. You know, well,
you got to make it so much
difficult. Depends on what the nickname
Give
is.
It back to him.
Well, how many nicknames have you had?
Not as many as him. But yeah. I did have one in high school that one of my football coaches gave me.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I didn't like it. But years later, somebody would actually profit off of it.
Dude, that's how Meatloaf got his name.
My coach called me Jelly Roll. He called me Jelly for nice. Short. But, good. I could have went to Nashville and got face tattoos and been at SummerSlam this weekend.
You got some beef with old Jason DeFord now. He stole your name.
Is that his real name?
Yep. He'll tell you, though, that's his name.
I think Fatboy has some of the worst.
Guess?
Some you can't even say.
Yeah.
You should hear what she calls me. Words I didn't even know she knew.
That I call you?
Yeah. The nickname list for me is already big. You know, she's trying to add on to it. very bad words.
Well, you're one of my favorite people. You know, if I have breaking news, I talk to you.
That's how people mask it.
But do you look back now, Fatboy, and I've probably asked you this several times over the years, but on this subject, do you regret coming up with the name Fatboy?
No, it turned into a fun bit as far as the nickname list goes, but...
You can't deny it, though, out in public.
Nah, you can't really.
Are you Fatboy?
So I'm kind of living up to the name now.
No, it's not me.
Some people try to be nice, like, why do they call you Fatboy? I'm like, idiot. I'm almost 400 pounds.
I don't believe it.
That's why.
I don't believe it.
Okay. Well, let me stand on you and see what number you spit out.
I mean, I've had nicknames
stand on me with your knees.
That people have given me that I don't really like, you know.
Oh, write one down.
Can we do our top 10 when we come back?
Of my nicknames? They're not dirty or anything.
No, ones we have for you.
Oh, God.
God, I wonder I see what you're saying. The ones she don't like. Probably the ones we've come up with.
Because
her nickname list was about as long as mine.
The one where I won't say it, but it's also a Pokemon character, and it rhymes with your maiden name.
I have no idea.
Yep.
Squirtle.
You got to catch them all.
Oh, yeah. She's laughing. She loves
it. No, I think that's
it don't bother
cute.
Her.
By the way, the shoulders on your shirt fell off. I don't know if you noticed. Yeah.
I know Flashdance over here in the news place.
It's like, I can't decide if I want to wear a tank or not. I'm wearing a long sleeve tank top. What is that?
That's supposed to be the front of the shirt, and she wears it wrong.
Did you wear it backwards?
No.
You wore it wrong.
Do you want to see what's going on in the Plex?
Yeah, we got a couple minutes.
Okay. What is going on in the Plex?
We're
going
to find out who are together. Does Katy Perry have a new man in her life?
Oh, God.
I'm regretting that decision now.
Yeah,
no. You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise, guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Homegirl just realized we were doing the news.
No.
She heard the little thing start playing and she grabbed for that news. That was good.
Well,
I'm going to hide it next time.
I'll make it up. It's fine. I know what I'm saying.
A woman lying? No.
I wouldn't lie. Well, Katy Perry's gone through a lot of stuff since, I guess, their this little space mission. They never went to, I don't know. Anyways, I digress.
I know. You're right, though.
Well, Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Whoa, did he moved here?
Were spotted in Montreal on Monday, so people are speculating if they're smashing.
How does that even... He's not the prime minister anymore. I just wonder how they meet. How does that even come up?
Another example of our vernacular. Smashing back in the day meant like...
Smashing.
Like something Liberace would say. Oh, that gown is simply smashing. But now it means having sex.
Yep. Katy Perry.
I like knocking boots still.
She's a wild woman, you know.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I remember she was on College Game Day. She was hollering at old Trevor Knight back in the day, like, and some other players. I'm like, man. But look, I get it. If you're a hot woman and you go to a college campus with a bunch of hot dudes, like, you're probably going to try to get,
give
you
me
know,
the address.
I know. You're probably going to try to get drilled like a 2x4.
You had me with hot dudes. All right, so a rep for the restaurant
on Tuesdays.
Where they ate said, quote, seemed to have had a fantastic evening.
Marvelous, Paige.
What's that conversation
simply
like?
Stunning.
And they were super kind and friendly to the staff, and it was an absolute pleasure to have them at the restaurant. However, one person
we've heard
in the
complete
room,
exactly. We've heard the complete opposite about Katy Perry.
Boy says she's not very pleasant.
Yeah, kind of heard that from a pretty good source that she's, you know, and Carrie Underwood might be the same way.
Yeah.
We all have our moments. I mean, I've been called Thunderbolt before for some of my activities. So
Thunderbolt.
Yeah, because Stu really pissed me off back in the day, and it was during the time that my grandmother was very sick with lung cancer, and he had my car.
You always qualify with some kind of sad thing.
And he had my car, and I was really mad, and I got there, and had my car keys, and so I was just done, and I took
He didn't really call you Thunderbolt because you farted a lot?
No, the people that own this establishment called me Thunderbolt because I was mad. I went in there, and he was sitting with two girls, and his brother. And I took all his money that I got out of the bank account.
You are.
And I made it rain. And I said, give me my keys. And then I turned to the girl and I go, he now belongs to you. And I left.
They didn't call you Thunderbolt because you shaved one into your Brillo pad?
Sure didn't call you Thunder Boobs?
No. But I've had tons of nicknames with the boobs, but I don't know.
Your favorite?
You got to have a favorite
one. The one that didn't make any sense whatsoever is when I... college radio station. They call me Sweet Cheeks.
That's not about your boobs. It's about your ass.
I don't know. That was my name.
Well, you thought...
Well, she said it didn't make sense to her.
See, it's hard. It's hard for me to tell if she's...
Why would you call me Sweet Cheeks?
That is true.
She doesn't have a butt.
I don't want a butt.
You know what? I can't say that I know you do or don't because I don't look at you that way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
She don't have one.
You don't have much of one, though, really.
I don't want one.
I don't. None of us in this room have one.
I don't want a big old flapping butt. I want it thin. I want to be just two backs. Why are you looking at me?
Two backs?
I don't want any boobage, and I don't want anything dragging behind.
You need some cushion for the pushing. You too, Paige.
I have way too much.
He's pushing. You're going to be the cushion.
Way too much cushion for any pushing.
God, I try to remember all her boob nicknames, and I can't.
I mean, my favorite was Silky Milkies.
Oh, that's a good one. Sweater Meat, Jack's Jugs, Hooters Fun Bags.
I don't know.
T-Shirt Torpedoes.
T-Shirt Torpedoes. That's a good one.
And my husband just called me wife. Where are you, wife?
Meat flaps, flapjacks.
He didn't. I don't know.
He didn't have names for your boobs.
I'm like sure he. Names? I'm sure he called me names. And I probably deserve most of them.
I call them big hooters. I love hooters because I like wings and boobies.
It takes a lot to get me mad, but when you do, whew.
Shout out John Daly. See you soon.
God, he was great, man. His cameo might have been the all-time best. That wasn't a cameo. That was a straight-up part. John Daly.
Oh, yeah. The, yeah, he was pretty heavily featured.
Drinking the sanitizer.
Was John Daly junior? Or he's not a junior. He's a second. Which I mean, what's the difference? But he's John Daly the second. Is he in it also? I watched it, but I don't.
I don't think he's in it.
I didn't notice freaking the one you said.
Oh, Eminem?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of people miss that one. John Daly's boy looks just like him. He golfs at Arkansas.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
John Daly the second. Not John Daly Jr. It's too much J. He could have been JDJ, though. That would like...
JDJ.
JDJ.
JDJ in the house.
But that sounds like JC Jane, the wrestler. So it's...
Yeah. You gotta be careful.
It's hard. That's why he went with Fat Boy. No one else wants that nickname, so he owns it.
I should have took Sweater Meat. That should have been mine.
Sweater Meat's good.
Yep. Jags. Jags. God dang it.
Jags?
Jags. I was looking at Jags and Jugs and mixed them up.
Well, he'll be here tomorrow for Facebook fussing.
God, if Jug ever gets fat, it's impossible. But if he does, he could be Jugs.
See, I told him a great T-shirt idea. I'm going to bring it up again tomorrow. We'll do like Jug Tank.
See,
the idea is that he would come up with a T-shirt that has his face on each side of the breast. So the T-shirt is two small faces over where the breast would be. Nothing else.
God, they would even airbrush that at Daytona.
Nothing else.
See, Fat Boy, I think...
Jugs.
If I had your name, Fat Girl, or if they called me Pudge, it would hurt my feelings. Pudge. Stop. That's not going to stick.
Is that one you've been called before?
No.
That's reserved for a great catcher. You got Pudge Fist, yeah. Pudge Rodriguez.
No, Ivan. But I mean, that would make me be... more Pudge. Conscious about my diet.
Pudge Pirtle.
See, I hate it.
But your name's Paige.
I know, but see, I'm just saying, if I were you, it might have been funny one day, and then yeah. I would hate it the next. Like,
is this why you said something to Mark about us calling you Leroy?
I know.
Said anything to Mark about
Leroy stuff.
And we just forgot. We went on vacation. Forgot we were calling you Leroy. Hey, thank you, Paige. That was one of your better ones.
How you're so mean to me today.
It's all just fun. Best Damn Audio coming up next. I said that my particular piece that I will highlight is a guy using a phrase Fat Boy never heard, and that is uglier than a mud fence. He'd never heard that before.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and this is... this is a law officer saying this, too. What was he talking about?
I got a guy trying to pick up women at a grocery store. And he's pretty smooth.
Now.
He's real smooth. I think you'll enjoy his approach to the bitches, if you will.
Hopefully better than your tease just then. Hey, P1s.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.